Baal, or pronounced Baal, means owner, keeper. Baal is a false god. All false gods are man-made. Humans have always sought for a god whom they can trust to protect them and provide for their needs. This need is inherent in how the true and living Creator God designed us. We were designed to be in relationship with Him. Unfortunately, the enemy Satan is jealous of God and has since Eden steered man away from God and toward independence. But man is not capable of living independently of God. So man has created false gods to whom he gives his trust. This is an act of self-delusion, expecting a God whom you created to protect and provide for you. Modern man has essentially rejected the supernatural. So, instead of creating a God in the traditional sense, he has made himself God. The modern God that man has created is socialism. The religion that worships this false God is called secular humanism. How is socialism a god? In socialism, the government is technically the owner of all the means of production, which equates to provision. It is also the protector of its people from the evils of capitalism and Christianity. So in every sense of the word, socialism is Baal, owner, keeper. Looking at the history of Baal, we find that it was first mentioned when Balaam was shown the host of Israel from the high places of Baal, Numbers 22:41. Baal was introduced to Israel from the pagan nation of Moab. God's attitude toward Baal worship was severe. That worship, the worship of Baal, included exposing oneself and defecating before the altar of Baal. All the people who worshiped Baal out of the house of Israel were beheaded, Numbers 25:1-5. The next episode occurred when the older worshipers of God passed away, and a younger generation arose which had not been taught to worship God. These younger people turned to worshiping Baal. This resulted in Israel being despoiled by their enemies. Judges 2:10-14. The next episode occurred with Ahab, Jezebel, Elijah, the 450 prophets of Baal, and the 400 prophets of the groves. Jezebel was a pagan from Zidon and introduced her to her husband, King Ahab, the false god Baal, upon their marriage. Jezebel became the dominant force in Israel and made Baal the official state religion of Israel. Most of the prophets of Israel had gone underground because of Jezebel's heavy-handedness against them. Elijah, however, confronted the 450 prophets of Baal and challenged them to a contest. In that contest, God supernaturally consumed the wet altar that Elijah had built. He consumed it with fire, the water, and the wood. Elijah then slew the prophets of Baal and threw down the altars for worshiping Baal. Jezebel went into a rage and threatened to kill Elijah, who ran and hid himself. God revealed to Elijah that there were 7,000 men who had not worshipped Baal. Ahab and Jezebel were both destroyed according to the words of the prophet Elijah. What do we gather about Baal worship that applies to us today? Number one, it represents turning away from the true and living Creator God. Number two, it represents a turning toward debauchery. Number three, it represents an elevation of delusion above truth. Number four, it represents a failure to teach the young the truth. Furthermore, in the account involving Elijah, we see that there were 400 prophets of the groves who sat in a place of honor with King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. The prophets of the groves were false prophets, but held the position of advisors to King Ahab. They falsely told him that he should go to war and he would be victorious. But in the battle, Ahab was killed. In our country today, we see a host of experts who are misleading our president, just as the prophets of the groves did to Ahab. Every time Israel turned to Baal worship, there was death and destruction fallout. America's turning to the reincarnation of Baal in socialism and secular humanism is a signal that destruction is coming. Our only hope to avoid that destruction is, number one, to remove the prophets from high places, to destroy their altars of ideology and demagoguery. Number three, to install the knowledge of God in the high places. This is essentially what Christ knew would happen as we preach the gospel to every creature. Let us return to his solution, which is our only hope.